zeroing in on last night's presidential debate that you heard right here on WBEM. One of the voices breaking it down for you was Carl Calabrese, Republican political strategist. He joins us now. All right, Carl, we had the two on stage for maybe the only time this campaign season. What was your big takeaway now that we're a few hours removed?
Well, as I said last night with David and Joe, if it were a heavyweight title fight, it wasn't a knockout. I mean, a knockout was what Donald Trump did to Joe Biden on June 27th, but it certainly was a unanimous decision for Harris. She was certainly better prepared, more poised, and she had a huge advantage that he did not have and enjoy, and that was the two moderators who basically made it a 3-1 fight. Very, very poor. I can't imagine the Republicans and Donald Trump agreeing to another debate on any one of the three major networks, and I can't imagine her agreeing to a debate on Fox. So for those reasons, I don't think there'll be another debate, but she clearly had the better of the night. Now the question becomes, what kind of bump does she get from it, and more importantly, does it last? This morning when I got up, I recorded the poll results of the key states from yesterday, and we'll see how those change over the next week or 10 days and beyond that. But last night, she had a very, very good night.
Trump was on the defensive for much of the night last night. Were there missed opportunities for him?
Oh, God, yes. There were so many missed opportunities. I mean, she actually made the statement, Susan, that when they were talking about the Ukrainian war, she said basically that international norms dictate that Ukraine has the sovereign right to protect its borders. I mean, if that wasn't a grand opening to an issue that he enjoys a double-digit lead on, that being immigration and the border, I don't know what is. And boy, he just let it go. I mean, I and some of my friends who were watching just all kind of screamed in unison, "Donald, take it." I mean, she just served up a hanging curveball for you. But there were a lot of missed opportunities like that. He, you know, Donald Trump's style is much better suited for a rally than it is a formal debate. He's not real specific. He tends to wander. He gets angry. She certainly baited him many times last night, and he took that bait a good number of times when he shouldn't have. And it lends itself to a poor performance overall. I give him a C grade. I give her B plus last night.
You mentioned kind of missed opportunities. I think when it comes to immigration, for as much as he criticized, and we're hearing criticism of the moderators this morning, I think, Carl, only the moderators were the only ones who used the term border czar the entire night, unless I missed something. I don't think he brought it up once.
No, he never did. And when he did, he tended to go to the border a little too much, you know, on other issues or other questions that he had a lot of ammunition to deal with. He would invariably go back to the border. So, as I said to some friends last night, we were texting each other, he's gone to the well once too many times with this. And when he did, you know, again, he did not use his strongest arguments. But you're right. He did not call her the border czar. He should have been calling her that all night. He should have tied her much more to Bidenomics and certainly the Afghanistan withdrawal, which he did a little bit at the end. But, you know, he just missed some golden opportunities. She's a fundamentally flawed candidate who was very well prepared last night. That's how I would sum it up.
Does it matter if Trump was not on his game last night? I mean, his supporters are pretty hardened. Where do you see, what do you see happening from here?
Well, it might matter. We don't know. Very seldom, Susan, does an entire election with 55 days to go turn on a dime over one debate performance. Very seldom. I do believe she'll get a bump. I'm not sure how long it will last. You are correct. This will not change any votes in his base. Question is, how did those independent, undecided voters, which make up maybe at most 10% of the electorate today, how did they respond? I thought she did a better job talking to them and appealing to them in kind of a pop culture way. You know, she's kind of got that touchy-feely way about the way she delivers her message. That seems to be playing in American society these days. So that's where it might make a difference. Remember, this race is razor close. I mean, if you look at the key seven states, she's ahead in five, but her biggest lead is 1.5 points. He's ahead in one, and his lead is 1.5 points, and they're tied in Pennsylvania. It's razor thin. And so just little changes on the margin with undecideds, suburbanites, or any particular group that makes a shift could determine where key electoral votes go come November. So, yeah, that's what's worth watching, and that's where the potential impact could be, right on the margin.
You know, seldom does an election shift on one debate. We did just see it, though, 2 months ago. On that point, comparing the two debates, the only thing that I was thinking about this morning, Carl, was how in the world did anybody hesitate at the notion that Harris would be a better candidate than Joe Biden? I mean, there could not be a more stark contrast between two people on stage than what we saw a couple months ago and what we saw last night.
And that was the exception to the rule about debates, because you had a very, very obviously failing president mentally and physically go before the American people. The decision to put him out there for a debate before the convention and the nomination was incredibly dumb. We'll go down in political history as one of the dumbest strategic decisions you could possibly make. But you know, that was an outlier, and you're not going to see that again, really. I mean, she was ready last night. My wife said something interesting. I was listening to my wife. She said, "I think Donald Trump really has a tough time running against women in general, and this woman in particular. She has had him discombobulated since the switch was made from Biden to her. He lost his step there. He struggled to try to define her, and I think last night showed that he's still struggling."
All right. You know, Bruce Fisher, we talked to him this morning, Carl, and he said that Harris was in a difficult position of being assertive without being nasty, and she was able to do that. What did you think?
Yeah, well, that's kind of the remark and point people make about women candidates in general. She was in that position. Again, her preparation was world class. The team that got her ready for that debate last night, they had her prepped with good lines, good comebacks, good attack lines. Their strategy was to bait Donald Trump. They did that successfully. And just her demeanor, and her delivery was excellent. Obviously, the week she spent in what they called debate camp really paid off big time last night. And so I think she checked all the boxes of what she had to do during the debate. Donald Trump checked some of the boxes of what he had to do, but not nearly enough to win the debate.
Well, Carl, we appreciate the time, as always, this morning. Great to hear from you. Carl Calabrese,
thank you.
Republican political strategist, breaking down last night's debate that you heard right here on WBEN.